Welcome to the Order of Time. Today I would like to talk to you about work. Work is something for everyone. It is a general engagement of the senses of every living being. And it is of interest to the Order of Time, in the sense that we have to regulate our behavior so that we can do our work. Work is one of the three ways of unifying ourselves in emancipation. In emancipation, we get educated to become independent, self-reliant adults who can find their own way. And the Department of Work covers one-third of these activities to unite in labor. There are two other ways of uniting of importance to the concept of emancipation, and I've discussed them before. This was the uniting in knowledge, and the uniting we have in devotional activities. These are three forms of uniting, also called yoga in India, which are of relevance to the concept of emancipation. So in order to understand what labor actually means, it is important to realize that this work, this uniting in labor, which we also call liberation, is in the sense of working for the uniting, in the sense of working for the soul, is one of the three ways to cover the interest of emancipation. So we've discussed this before, emancipation in the sense of knowledge contained the operations of listening, of thinking, and of meditating. This is a purely mindful thing. To unite in devotional service, we concluded, was associated with singing, with proclaiming, defending, preaching, and with studying the holy books and other literatures of importance to the self-realizing person. So in labor, there's also three basic operations of interest in emancipation. These three are to work and to pray, as everybody knows, and to remember the continents of that uniting and the mind thereto, which is also called contemplation. So in normal life, when we unite in doing our work, we are of prayer, to concentrate ourselves on Sundays especially, and we are of doing our jobs. So next to contemplation, so that is the three aspects of labor concerning emancipation. But labor itself is also divided in three aspects. These three contain the regular working for results, which is what we normally do, making a living, working for the money. This is a way of associating together in society, and it is an issue under debate, because it is not automatically understood to be something that everybody would do. Working for a result is working for the money, and the rest would be unemployed. And that would be a great problem in the world, all these unemployed people. But in philognosy, when we really love the knowledge, there's really no unemployment, because there's more employment than the employment of someone giving you money. There's the employment of working for as a volunteer, as a friend or as a family member or as an elder, to serve the interest of the community and of yourself and of the society at large. So associating this way, we have three types of karma. This is important because the one-sided concept of karma appears to be a kind of injustice in which people become arrogant and repress others who do not have that much money and look down upon them because they wouldn't serve the capital. But the god of money evidently is a lesser god than the god accepting everyone. So this this is important. We have to arrive at a concept of labor suitable for everyone. And this is important for the world order. There's money involved not only in working for a salary. There's also money involved when a kid adapts to what his parents say at home. There's also money involved for people doing volunteers' services for the sake of God, you may say, in welfare countries who can afford to pay good social security. Many people say, well, you either work for the world or you work for the spirit, but work you shall have to. We all have to work. And this is an essential strategy of finding fulfillment in one's life. This is an important meaning in your life. And one third of your life is covered by this labor. And it's very important that we do this in a just manner, and that we are righteous in this, that we are of justice, nobody denying nobody the human rights that are essential for humanity at large to survive, in fact. Because when we serve the money, we tend to become egotistical, and we tend to arrive at a mind of I and mine. This is what I do, I am, and this is what is my property. This is not yours, and the sharing is not automatically understood as a basic human necessity, as a basic human value, which is the blessing and the progress of the world, in fact. Because if we are not of this willingness to share worldwide the wealth we have, if we do not reward people adapting to our concept of living together, we will perish because of fighting amongst each other. We will neglect our duties to God and to nature at large, and thus we destroy the planet simply because we are corrupted working for the money instead of doing justice, not just to each other but also to nature at large. So in order to survive at this planet, we have to consider this concept of labor very carefully. In India, labor, work, is also simply called karma. And karma, according to the Hindus, is divided also in three, as I said before. There's working for the good cause, for God, as a volunteer, which can happen next to your salary, but also happens as a child or as a housewife or as an elder, doing good for the community without expecting anything in return. And there's a third type of labor, which is the consequence of working for the profit in an unjust manner. When we are not just in our concept of labor, we steal, in fact, from others away wealth for the sake of our own desires and false security. One should, in fact, never desire to acquire more than one needs, because this acquiring more than one needs is a false security. If you accumulate money beyond necessity, if somebody has $1 billion on his bank account, of which we have 100 people in Switzerland at the moment who have more than $1 billion on their bank accounts. When we have this type of passive capital, then it's just like having a blood bank with people suffering anemia. The purpose of money is just the same as that of blood in a body, and that is to circulate through society and feed everyone. And, of course, under the condition that all these people cooperate. And this only works at a world scale if we engage everyone in the concept of labor, which covers all human beings, all classes of people, as also all statuses of civil appearance. According to our age, we have a civil appearance, a civil status of being young, middle-aged, young adult, and elder. And to the vocations, we also have these four groups. All these people together need to be engaged in this concept of labor. So we cannot say that work is just to work for the money, to work to be productive. Karma, what the Indians call karma, is literally translated work, but is also understood as fruitive work. You work for a certain result, for the money, for a certain effect, for status, for fame, for recognition. All these things, ulterior motives of labor, have nothing to do with doing the job right. There's much jealousy also, with a kind of false worship of people who are not really of God, but take the appearance of God. And we have to be careful with this culture worldwide also, because this distorts all proportions, essential elements of society that all need to be fed by this stream of blood, this economic sanity, health, and nourishment, to reward everyone for his sincere goodwill to cooperate. So we need a concept of work that covers more than just cleaning the dishes and fixing cars and all kinds of chores with a clear material result. All kinds of adaptations, social adaptation, must be rewarded. This is the concept of labor, which covers more than just the concept of karma, working for a certain result. Karma, as the Indians say, is a problem. Working for the profit is a problem. If it's isolating itself in an opinion that nothing else would be needed and that everybody should engage this way, this is an illusion. This is not possible. Not everybody can do productive work because it is not needed to begin with, and because there's much work to do, which is not really anything else but adapting and caring for the status quo of the situation of the human being in his own society. So this contrast must be understood between working for a result, which we do not during normal work days, and working for the community without a profit motive, without a desire to acquire things and to make it for your own ego. And this is not just between people who have work and status and a normal adaptation in society. This is also for people who do not have jobs, but still need to serve. Nobody walking this planet is without karma in the sense of a duty to care and foster the essential matters that would serve the interest of the soul also. So in that sense, an employment is an illusion. Everybody has the duty to at least take care of himself and also to take care of others. And this is a concept of labor which is not always understood in the political arena, where people fight for their department of interest, of material interest. And it's very difficult for mankind to arrive at this general concept of labor, understanding that everybody has to do his work, has to do his job to maintain himself. And we have to do this beyond the level of just being animals, of just having a territory and fight for your food, sleeping and procreating. We have to know what we work for. Essentially, we work for ourselves as human beings. And we know that serving this humanity is not the same as serving the animal kingdom, of which we have a positive symbiosis in the sense of domestic animals providing us with milk, and which are also used as food for their flesh. But surviving on this planet, we take them for their milk. And we have to serve something. We have to say, well, if we all are working for our maintenance, we are also working for the maintenance of our humanity. We as human beings are human, and in that sense obliged to the terms on which we speak of being human. We are obliged to the truth, to non-violence, to sharing, and to a certain type of purity. We don't want to be abused. We don't want to be considered impure. We want to be faithful. We want to be in line with the original order, which is the purpose of truth. We want to share, and this is only possible if we are of moderation. Without moderation, we cannot share. And with violence, there cannot be any progress, because there will only be lamentation with the fighting, and there will be no real progress among people. If we keep on fighting, we destroy everything we've built up, and real progress will not be possible then. So we all together, whether we work for the money or not, we work to serve the human cause. This labor is inevitable. We have to do this. This is not a matter of choice. This is a matter of fact. We are human beings, and we have to serve this concept of being human. And not to speak about any political party or any religion. We're just speaking linguistically about what it means to be a human being and to be confident among all the laws internationally. They deny us the right to lie and cheat each other, to be unfaithful, cheating it the other way with impure motives or ulterior motives. We cannot be of violence, because that will not give us an acceptable society in which the muscle rules and not the mind. Human beings are defined by their knowing, their knowledge. So this is what we have to serve. And we also have to be of moderation. And this is important relating to the concept of labor. If we are not of moderation, a certain penance, a certain attitude to step back from our desires, to find a ceiling to our desires, then sharing will be very difficult. We cannot share if we have an unlimited desire of owning and everything for ourselves. If we have a lifestyle too luxurious, there's not room enough on the planet for all the people living there. If you do not accept this, there will be the crime of people organizing their own societies with their own laws, and this as opposed to the general concept of lawful governing in a society, and this we cannot have. So it is very important that we do our jobs, but that we also take care that people in general are doing their jobs to serve the concept of labor in a broader context. So not just working for results which can be measured by amounts, but results in the terms of adaptive behavior must be accepted and rewarded. Otherwise, we will not have a good world community of people understanding what it means that everybody is engaged, and that nobody should be disappointed in that goodwill. And this requires a righteous division of capital, circulation of the capital, which has nothing to do with communism or any religious preference. This is the righteousness we need to survive on the planet altogether. So we work for results, but we also reinforce and reward the ones who work as a volunteer. Let's say work for God, work for simply an attitude of adaptation, to adapt to the laws given by the state. If we do not do this, we get this third type of work, which is the Indians call it vikarma, but we simply call it crime. And the more you are greedy for yourself in a righteous manner, the more a crime there will be. And this is the point I wanted to make today. I thank you for your attention.